Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Language of Love. This is Kat.
And this is Elise, and today we would like to talk about seals and their remarkable ability to talk just like us.
Human speech is something unique to people. No other living creature in the animal kingdom has been discovered to talk as we do.
Formants, peaks, and frequency our vocal cords produce are what specialize our way of speaking. These formants allow us to form specific sounds, such as the vowels A, E, I, O, U.
Other animals can copy sounds from each other, such as songbirds learning their mating calls as they develop, but it is thought that producing new sounds is a uniquely human characteristic, especially as other mammals, such as monkeys, can only communicate through lip smacking and whistling.
This is far from how we talk. Some of the closest cases of speech in other animals are in dolphins and parrots, who can produce new calls but only by using their already existing repertoire of notes.
Again, none of these examples, while each with their own functioning way of communicating, has the human ability to create new notes or formants through their own sounds.
The researchers Amanda Stansberry and Vincent Janik did a study to help answer the question of mammalian vocal production and its following connections to human speech. They tested seals to see if they were capable of producing formants.
As their subject, they chose seals. Biologically, seals use their vocal cords to attract mates and threaten competition. For example, male elephant seals learn from their leaders the calls that signify dominance. And in the wild, seal mothers use calls in order for their pups to recognize them.
And of course, there was the entertaining example of Hoover, as Stansberry explains.
Back in the 1980s, there was this really cool case of a harbor seal named Hoover at the New England Aquarium. Hoover spontaneously just started to produce human speech sounds, and they were remarkable. They even had a New England accent. He would say things like, "Hey, come over here." And nobody had looked into this since back in the 1980s. So that inspired us to really look at seals as a model for vocal learning.
In Stansberry's research, there were three juvenile seals tested, Zola, Gandalf, and Janice. In this stage of youth, these seals, like a baby human learning how to talk, were at a prime age to learn new sounds. The research was really looking whether Hoover was a fluke or if seals could actually acquire this new skill.
So what we did is we played seals novel sounds that they had never heard before and tested if they were able to imitate them. And what's cool about this is that the seals were trained to imitate any new sounds. It wasn't like we just trained them to sing one song. They learned the concept of imitation.
They played the seals digitally modified vocal calls, rewarding the seals if they copied the sounds they heard. This process of listen and repeat is also called vocal learning, a necessary precursor to language.
The vocal calls they learned were basically either notes on an octave scale or a person's modified voice saying the vowels.
So what we were able to do is to take the sounds that they normally made, so they were familiar with them, it was easy to train them with those, and then digitally manipulated them to be outside of the normal range. By the time we got to things like playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, or we also taught them human speech vowels, they were able to imitate things that were totally outside of any range that they would have produced before.
Zola was trained to listen to the melodies, mostly consisting of the notes A, C, and D.
To actually test her listening ability, the team played songs with 10 notes. The notes of the songs were shuffled, but within the range of an octave.
Gandalf and Janice were trained to listen to the vowels A, E, I, O, and U. A person with an American accent recorded these calls, and as Stansberry states, their voice again was altered to be familiar to seals. But as these calls are inherently human, Gandalf and Janice, as seals, had never heard nor made noises like them before.
Therefore, the vowel sounds were new to them as a species.
Yeah. If Zola could repeat back the song correctly with 80% accuracy, she was rewarded with food. And again, when Gandalf and Janice were able to repeat back singular vowel sounds with an 80% success rate, the research team started actual testing.
Stansberry and Janik's test trials played the same calls they were trained to listen to, but in random order of up to three different vowels.
These test results presented, in short, that gray seals are great vocal learners. They could listen to and repeat vowels and sounds, using the same throat structures as people to produce the same sound.
Zola was able to copy up to 10 notes, repeating back this theme to Star Wars and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
A clip of Zola singing circulated the internet, and she rose to fame, garnering thousands of views on YouTube and even receiving some shoutouts from celebrities.
Seeing Mark Hamill and John Williams post about your work is a pretty big highlight. But it's also really satisfying to see how we as scientists can use our work to engage the public and really have good outreach. You know, of course, the SEALs didn't really know what they were singing. They have not seen Star Wars. They did not know their tribute. But by choosing those songs, it made really engaging work for the public. And kind of got this kind of work out to people that might not know anything about animal bioacoustics otherwise.
The final sounds repeated by Gandalf and Janice were very similar to those of vowel sounds made by people.
Stansberry and Janik were able to show that seals could control their calls in order to mimic and create human sounds.
This is the most successful attempt yet at teaching animals our language, and it has given insight as to why our speech, the way we communicate and interact with others, differs so greatly from other animals.
In past research, only a few other animals have been able to mimic humic sounds and make formants, such as Asian elephants, toothed whales, and zebra finches. But the core difference between these species and seals is the presence of vocal cords.
What's really exciting, at least for me, about this is it's the first time a non-human animal has been shown to be capable of vocal production learning. And this is using a larynx just like humans.
Without the throat muscles similar to ours, these other species' abilities to learn formants is difficult and unnatural, as, for example, an elephant's trunk cannot reach a range of sound that we can.
Speech and the muscles associated with how animals talk may have evolved for different purposes for each species. Instead of for speech, the elephant's trunk allows it to reach taller branches and helps project its noises long distances to reach other members of its herd.
And in seals, interestingly enough, the throat muscles that allow seals to speak like us may have developed for diving or feeding.
Whatever the case, seals have a similar voice box to that of humans. The success that the seals had in this experiment shows that these shared muscles between us and seals might be the key to vocal learning.
From here, knowing that there is a link between throat anatomy and sound production in people and animals, we can start to uncover more connections between language and learning.
This gives us a way to look at vocal learning and understand maybe how it might have developed in other mammals. And that gives us a better understanding of maybe our own abilities with vocal learning. The animals, it can give us really good models to look at how do we learn sounds and maybe develop different therapies if anybody's having issues with vocal learning.
Speech is perhaps our most powerful tool in interacting with the world and the people we share our lives with. With speech at the core of how we live, this new leap in understanding is a tip of the iceberg in unraveling the mystery of how we became what we are today.